All right, so you two of you can work out of this roller right here. So let me just shake the paint up a little bit.
Artist and assistant teacher Greg Johnson mixes a can of light blue paint in a downstairs corridor at Nauset Middle School.
All right.
He's helping two students prep a new area of the wall where sections of the mural are coming together.
All right, so Cam and Emma, let's go down here. I'll get you guys started.
Johnson calls himself an aquatic artist. He has a keen eye for detail that makes his paintings and murals strikingly lifelike. He's been hired to paint large murals on many buildings around the Cape, including the Orleans post office just across the street.
Okay, watch. See how this rolls?
Yep.
You want to get all sides.
Nauset Middle School principal Maxine Minkoff approached Johnson about creating the mural. To fund the venture, he applied for and received a grant from the ArtsLink Foundation. The kids started painting in October of last year.
At first, we were thinking of maybe doing bears and coyotes and deer and all that type of stuff. But since we're on Cape Cod and this is my forte, aquatic life, we decided to stay with this theme.
Seventh grader Cam McMartin rolls a base coat of paint onto a section of wall. This is the backdrop for the fish, which will be added next.
Yeah, I remember last year when I was walking down these hallways, I just see this really bland hallway, and it's just like, oh, this is so boring. You know, it's nothing special down here. But now it's like, pow, you know, it pops out. It's going to be crazy.
At just under 200 feet long, it's not possible to stand back and take in the whole mural at once. But walking the length of this corridor gives a sense of being in an aquarium. The mural meanders along the wall, with large and small fish appearing to swim around the classroom doors, water fountains, and fire extinguishers. Johnson paints the larger creatures like whales and dolphins and leaves the seahorses, jellyfish, and other smaller sea life to the kids.
All right, see the way I'm rolling it to get the excess off?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Lauren Veely, also in seventh grade, says the kids get to decide which fish they want to paint.
We all got to choose our different fish. Like Marina down there, she's doing a Portuguese man of war.
For inspiration, Johnson uses a large poster showing a variety of Atlantic fish species.
They'll choose, I want to paint this fish, or I want to do a striped bass, a stingray. We've got a stingray over there and some seahorses. So they pick the fish they want to sketch, and then they're going to cut their sketch out and use it as a stencil, put it on the wall, and proceed to paint.
Sixth grader Emma Wright got interested in participating as she walked down the hall each day to get to class. She eventually asked Johnson about the painting group.
I wondered if I could join. He said he didn't know because it was only for 7th and 8th. But I am the exception, of course.
Johnson and the kids have been sticking to Atlantic species, although they do take some liberties with color.
The orange fish that Allie and Lauren are painting really aren't orange, but we're going to bend the rules a little bit just to make the whole hallway come out at you and seem a little more alive than just the greens and the blues and, you know, the colors of the Atlantic Ocean. They can be a little bit gray and dark, so we're trying to bring it to life a little bit with tropical colors, make them pop a bit.
In this collaborative piece of large-scale art, there's a good deal of realism, but plenty of space left over for freedom of imagination.
The kids are having a good time and learning a little bit about painting a large mural, and now they're stepping back and looking at their work.
Johnson and his Nauset Middle School painting group expect to have the mural completed by the end of March. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Brian Morris in Orleans.